Welcome to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. My name's Kiara D'Amato.
And I'm Cabela Hendricks.
We're just two girls with too many opinions who want to watch the world burn. Hence the flames.
So on this episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes, we're talking about our relationship hot takes, what we like, what we don't like, things that are a little off the wall. And with us today, we have our guest, the one, the only, the very special,
Pookie.
Hi.
This is my roommate, Amber.
Hi.
I also know Amber. We're friends.
Yeah, it's not awkward, I promise.
Amber is here because she's got some hot takes on relationships. Why don't you start us off?
I think my biggest hot take has got to be overprotective. You know, like, give me a man that can protect me and will stand his ground.
Like, give us a scenario. Like, tell me how this is working out.
Okay, if I'm on the street for some reason and another man approaches me on the street.
Are you with your man?
I'm with my man.
Okay.
Me and my man, we're on the street, we're hitting the road, we're doing the thing, and some random guy comes up to me and starts like hitting on me. Bro, you got to be protective a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, but you said overprotective. That's not overprotective. That's
true.
Is he like ready to fight if a man even looks at you?
If he's ready to fight, that's fine. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Protect me.
Okay. That's interesting.
Definitely a hot take. I completely disagree. I think protective to the extent that you explained in your scenario, yeah, that's great. But overprotective? Like obsessive protective?
Not obsessive. I think obsessive is a little different. That is a red flag. If they're obsessive, they can't like control themselves. That's a different
thing. If they're like overly jealous and overprotective, yeah. Bad combo.
Yeah.
Bad okay, combo. Yeah.
I don't know how you separate they're protective because they're jealous, no?
No, that's different. That if you're protective because you love me and you care about me, that's different. If you're protective because you're jealous, then it's a red flag.
Okay, but see, I don't think you can separate. You can be protective without being overprotective. Overprotective to me cannot be separated from jealousy because it's too much, right? It's too protective.
I guess then we have to draw the line of what is too much.
Too much would be like, this man looked in your direction. I have an inkling that he might possibly like you. You need to cut this man off. Or
okay,
like
controlling. Bad. Controlling is different because that's controlling. If you have to like cut off all the men in my life, that's different.
No, that's the biggest red flag ever is you have to cut off all your friends that don't like me. I'm like, bruh.
Like they probably don't like you for a reason, dog.
Okay, so maybe I'm just not understanding this correct. Can you like give me another scenario where it is overprotective? I'm not getting this. I'm not understanding.
I don't know. That's the only kind of scenario I can think of.
Then in that case, I think overprotective is your wrong word. I think it's just protective.
But like, I mean, they know the sidewalk rule. If you don't know the sidewalk rule, you're not dateable.
No, straight up.
Literally, that's real. Get your crap together.
You better be walking on the right side of the sidewalk. You better be taking that truck for me.
Yep.
I get down with that. I get that.
I don't know. What else is like overprotective?
See, that's not overprotective.
If he's willing to like fight someone. I feel like that
you
like
want somebody
draws
to fight for you.
Oh yeah. You know, if someone if my man and another like random guy get into like a big fight, I don't know. Something about it.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not hot. I mean, probably if I were in that scenario, I'd be like, "Dang, like he's really willing to fight for me."
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
This episode is just a deep dive into our minds. This is horrible.
Okay, hold on. What are they fighting about, though?
I don't know. Anything. Not anything. Okay. If they're just fighting to fight, that's different. But if a man approaches me and is, like, trying to hit on me and be weird and he, like, steps up and, like, fights for me and, like, even, like, physically, that's kind of hot. I can get down
okay.
with that.
Okay. I can only get down with that if he's not the one that throws the first punch.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want someone to be starting fights. But if it gets to that point, you got to be willing to, you know, step up.
Yeah.
I was talking to my mom the other day and this is, I don't know if it's a hot take. It's a hot take to her. But like when guys say your name, I don't know, something about it's like really, Amber's looking at me really weird right now.
Wait, no, I feel like you just need to explain
but
yourself.
But if a guy says your name, I don't know, it just does something. It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Like when they say my name, it sounds like better than when anybody else says my name.
Right. I get that. That's fair.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's really hot when they
really,
say
I'll
my name.
I'll pull the Debbie Ryan on you.
No, really.
Okay.
Sure, that, sure. No, I feel like that's like a niche one, but I feel like that's valid.
Yeah.
I think it's
like,
valid.
Say my name. I don't want like a pet name. I mean, maybe I do. I don't know. I've never been in a relationship, but I'm like, say my name. Like, it's really hot when you say my name.
I've always thought pet names were kind of weird. Maybe that's a hot take.
Yeah.
Just call me by
call
my
you
name.
Pookie, though,
so. Okay, but like in a relationship, if you're just calling me like, especially baby.
Don't call me kid. Don't call me baby.
There's a reason Taylor Swift sang about it.
Cabela?
What?
Your hot take.
Yeah, no, dude, I was lost. I was like, you want my opinion on this take? Or like, what are we looking for here?
No.
Yeah, this is a great segue. My hot take is that I think it is a red flag if they hate Taylor Swift. Now, listen. It's okay for them to not like her. That's fine. There's a lot of things that it's okay to not vibe with her, especially some of her opinions and a lot of some of the content of her songs. I get it. It's not for everyone. But to actually hate her for it, like to go on full on rants and about how much you hate Taylor Swift and all of these things, I think it's a red flag because nobody should hate anybody that much, especially Taylor Swift. And I think that there's a big sore there, that it's a sore subject because Taylor Swift is really popular with women.
Yeah.
Because we've been over this in the podcast before. That's who her content is for. And so to severely hate her, just it feels off to me because it feels like they just don't know how to handle like the content that is not made for them.
Yeah. And there's guys that like do like Taylor Swift. But like there's part of the population that's just like, ah, I hate her.
Yeah. If you can just hate anything that much, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why are you putting so much like thought and like time into hating her?
It's
like,
giving being a fan.
Yeah.
Why do you know so much about her that you hate her that much?
For real.
Like you don't see very many girls like hating on like Kanye West, you know, not in the same way like men hate on Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
So what I've observed, my experience with Taylor Swift haters is that at the mention of her name, there is an immediate rant. There's an immediate reaction, immediate rant, immediate hate. And it's like, why are we having such strong reactions to this?
Yeah, I don't get that either. Like I've talked to men that I'll put on like a Taylor Swift song and they'll immediately jump into like, oh my gosh, you listen to Taylor Swift. And like suddenly it makes me the bad guy and like me a bad person for some reason.
Like, sorry, I have my own music taste because I am my own person.
Right.
All right, so my next hot take is dating apps. If you're on a dating app, how desperate are you for a relationship? Now, certain people come to mind that I cannot reveal information about. They don't go here. But I'm just like, why are you on dating apps when you're literally still a teenager? Like, you're like 19 years old, like turning 20. And you're on a dating app? Like, dude, you got your whole life ahead of you. Like, calm down. You don't need to be in a relationship right now.
I think there's also just like a culture that goes around with like dating apps because we go to a Christian university. Most of us here are Christian. And if you're on dating apps, I feel like you're just doing that for the wrong reasons as well.
Yeah, I feel like you just really want that relationship. Like, I want to be in a relationship. Am I ever going to go on dating apps? No. It would take me being single for 30 years.
Longer than 18 years?
Yeah.
Roasted.
I don't even know what you're getting at right now, but I know what you're just roasting me.
The fact that you've just never been in a relationship.
She's also 19.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You don't even know how old I am, fake friend. Anyways, if you're on a dating app, it just seems like you're so desperate for a relationship. Like, you're really... like, it's kind of like pick me. If you're on a dating app, like, you're really kind of a pick me, but like, I mean, I know people who have found like their person through dating apps, so I can't really judge them that much. But if you're like a freshman, sophomore in college and you're on dating apps, no.
Meet some people organically.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not trying to like go out with random strangers that I've never met before.
Especially if you're in like a college setting, you know?
Yeah, there's so many people for you to meet. Like, yeah. You haven't met everybody.
Not here.
Yeah, you do meet everybody here.
It's a small campus.
Tiny little baby campus.
Okay, this is a hot take, especially with my mother. Okay, again, you know, you told your mom about it. Hot take for her. This would be my hot take with my mom, is that I like beards. She finds them atrocious, but I like a good beard.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
I don't know what it is. Dude, I can't even dissect this one for you because I can't explain it.
Is it just because they're like, it just makes a man like really manly? Maybe?
I guess.
Maybe. I
want a manly man, but I don't like beards that much. Facial hair though, you give me like some like mustache and like stubble. It's situational though. Sometimes I like beards.
I cannot stand just the mustache, and I will stand my ground on this until the day I die.
Well, if it's a pedo stash, no. That's so bad.
I feel like there's not a distinction, honestly. I just don't like mustaches at all. You gotta go all or nothing, please. I can't.
I don't even know how to respond after pedo. Oh gosh. No, I think it's the dimension. Maybe it's being more man. I honestly cannot explain this one to you, but a beard.
Yeah, I really can't either. Like if I'm looking at two guys and they look pretty much, you know, the same, I'm going for the one with the beard. 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy being such a like a manly man, that just makes him 100% more attractive to me.
I will say, though, there are some people who should not have a beard.
No.
There are a specific group that I'm like, no.
Yeah, if you can't grow a beard, stop trying so hard.
Yeah, patchy beards, red flag.
Ugly.
RIP to the people who can't grow beards.
I'm sorry, but it's just not your time. Maybe in like 20 years.
Yeah.
If you just don't have those genetics, stop trying so hard, I feel like. Just embrace the fact. Like, I feel like the same way with like people who are balding. Just...
Just go bald.
Stop trying to save it so hard. Just accept it and honestly probably look better.
Wait. They should just get a toupee.
No.
Is that I feel like that's even more of a red flag.
No, it absolutely
just embrace
is.
Your baldness.
No, it be yeah. Be who you are. Even
be
if it's bald.
Beautiful.
Pinterest.
Tumblr.
Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know how we got here. What's next?
Hey, Cabela, you mentioned something before we started recording about posting on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a red flag if he does not want to post you on Instagram or on anything. Like, excuse me?
Right. Even if you claim that you're not active on socials, like, it's still... It's not a hard thing to do. It doesn't take that much. One or two pictures is all I'm asking for.
Well, because what it's telling me is that they actually don't want everyone that follows them to know that we're together.
Yeah, like, who are you hiding it from? Are you embarrassed to show me?
Embarrassed? Or do you not want that one chick from 3 years ago to see that you're with somebody?
Ooh, yeah.
That's rough.
That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag.
That's a little icky. I'm not... Yeah, like I said, even if you're not on social media, you should just like a story every now and then, a post. Like, I make the post for you, for crying out loud, if it's really that big of a deal. But if you're making it such a big deal, that's a red flag.
Absolutely.
If you can post pictures of fish with the boys, you can post your girlfriend.
Amen.
Preach it, sister.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Okay, I think being a bad texter is the biggest red flag.
Amen.
And... You know, you get the excuse, oh, I'm not a good texter, blah, blah, blah. I'm not on my phone, which is bull in today's world, because who's not on their phone chronically? And if you can't send a text even every now and then, you know, I don't want to be texting you all day long, 24/7. But if you can't keep a conversation more than like two texts, what are we doing? Or if you're not texting at all?
If you can't text back, like, I'm your girlfriend, you should, like, have some priority in texting me. Yeah. Not, like, over everything, like, ever, but, like, hello, at least respond.
Okay, because when I'm interested in somebody, I share with them my entire life over text. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just saw a squirrel. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
But I care because I want to tell them everything that's happening ever with me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So them not sharing or not texting or being bad at texting is like you don't even care. You don't even want to share what is happening in your life with me. You do not care about me enough to respond to me, to even start a conversation with me. Put the effort first into talking to me. You just, right. You simply do not care.
If I'm being the man and I'm texting first and I'm initiating all like everything, that's such a red flag.
Yeah. Like, okay, it has to be equal conversation initiation. I just can't be talking all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Like, you need to talk to start the conversations. Text me first.
It isn't that hard.
Honestly, sometimes when it's like a, does he like me, does he not kind of situation, I will actually, because I'm usually a pretty aggressive texter. So I will actually back off and like not say anything for a sec and see if they'll start. See if they'll initiate.
I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like that's a really good way to figure out if somebody's actually like willing to put in effort into a relationship, even if it's just like the starting phases of a relationship. Like,
yeah, I mean, when it's starting, you kind of, you know, test out the waters to like figure out, okay, is this actually worth it? Are they going to put effort in? Because if they don't put effort in the beginning, they're not going to put it in at all.
Yeah, but you can't also get love bombed, you know?
No, that's such a red
flag. You can't be blowing up my phone and like always wanting to hang out, and then as soon as we get into a relationship, I never see you.
This reminds me, I think this is a hot take. Like, I don't want to like launch our relationship online until we've passed the 3-month mark.
Wow, that's interesting.
That is interesting. You want to explain that?
Yeah, because most couples that don't work out usually break up around 3 months. Like the 3-month rule, it's very, very accurate. So I would not want to post anything because then you have to go delete it. And then everybody's like, ooh, she broke up with her boyfriend. I'm like, no, I just like, I'm going to wait. I'll do some little like soft launch photos, like, so, you know, there's like maybe a man, but it's not like, this is my boyfriend, I love him so much.
We're not hard launching.
Yeah, we're not hard launching. We're hard launching 2 weeks of after dating. No, that's so bad because some people date and they're like, oh, we've been together for 1 week and like he's already all over my Instagram. And I'm like, girl,
you just know those relationships are going to last.
Yeah.
I have a different take on this.
Okay.
I think. Like, I honestly, so a little thing about me, I actually am terrible at keeping my personal life really personal. If anyone asks me any question, I'll probably answer it. Like, that's part of me, right? So I feel like if, especially me, okay, it's going to take me a long time to decide to actually date somebody, which means I've vetted them through and through. I know, like, for the next one, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so at that point, if we start dating, I have zero intention of leaving anytime soon. And theoretically, he would have the same position. So I would not mind within the first 2 weeks of hard launching. I think that soft launching to me gives I'm ashamed of you.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. That's interesting.
I feel like I fall like in between. Like I could have it either way.
I mean, who knows? I could get in a relationship and I could be like, oh my gosh, I'm posting all about this on Instagram.
Right. Because if you really like someone, then that's what you're probably going to want to do. Yeah. You want to show them off and you want to not keep it a secret.
Yeah. It's giving, I'm excited about this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is new. This is fresh. Especially if, you know, you vetted them, you know, like, hey, this is something that's going to last. This is something that I know is going to, you know, maybe be forever.
Yeah.
Right. Then, like, why would you hide it? Why would you try to keep it a secret for a while? I've known couples that do that. They like keep it a secret for like a little bit and then launch it. Sorry, SAGU couples. I know there's a bunch of y'all that do that. I don't understand it.
Everybody knows about it already.
Literally. I don't understand it because it's like, are you ashamed? Are you waiting for it to fail? Why would you expect it to fail? If you're expecting it to fail, then just break up already.
Yeah. Ooh, that's true. That kind of.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think oversharing, like you were kind of talking a little bit about sharing about like every aspect. I think oversharing can kind of be a little bit of a red flag, especially like early in relationships.
Yeah, I feel like you have to know each other a little more.
Like maybe. I want to be able to get to know you over time and not just kind of learn everything there is about you, especially like some of the weird details that maybe I don't really want to know about right away.
Yeah, because I feel like that could ick you out right at the beginning and be like, ah.
Right. Or if someone's sharing too much about themselves and like, no offense, Cabela, but like talking about every time they see a squirrel, I'm gonna be like, dog, what is wrong with this person?
Hey, you can text me when you see squirrels.
Okay.
Maybe that's just me though.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's different personality types because it all depends on perspective. Because if some dude was doing that to me, like telling me like everything was happening in their life, that I'm like, oh my gosh, like he wants to talk to me. Like, that's so cool. Like he like wants to share his life with me. I want to share my life with him. Like, that's so cool. So it's totally different perspectives. Now, am I going to immediately, the moment I meet the guy, give him my entire life story? Absolutely not. That's not going to happen.
No, you gotta be mysterious. You know, give them clues every once in a while.
I don't want hard to get, but you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be a little
drop the lore every once in a while.
There's got to be a little mystery to it.
No, I drop bait. Mm. I drop like something that's like off the wall so that they'll ask me about it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I do that in casual conversation all the time though. That's not just relationships.
So Taylor Swift mastermind-esque.
Sure.
Yeah.
You hear first. Cabela is Taylor Swift.
That's crazy.
I do understand what you're saying. I think there's a good chance that I'm not oversharing. I'm not undersharing. There's got to be some level of mystery, but also obviously I want to know about your life.
All right, Amber. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. We have a special question for our listeners. We got into a debate last night on who... Because we're a little trio over here. Who would be Chandler? Who would be Joey? And who would be Ross from Friends? Cabela does not want to be Ross.
Anyone but Ross. But that's what they stuck me with. So
okay, no, you got Ross out of default because
dinosaurs.
We talked about it. Yeah, Cabela's thing is dinosaurs. Ross has dinosaurs, but that's the only part that fits about her.
Thank God. Thank God.
And Kiara got Joey. She's the womanizer, but for men.
Yeah. Woo. Live, laugh, love, men.
Hashtag men.
Hashtag men.
Hashtag men. Yeah. Hashtag manly men.
Yeah. Amber's Chandler because she's sarcastic and cannot not be sarcastic.
Yeah. It's a chronic problem I'm working on.
Yeah. This was fun. We should have you back on again.
Honestly, I had such a great time.
Yeah. We yapped.
Yeah. We yapped. We had a good time. We thrived. Hashtag thriving. Hashtag men.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. Don't forget that we drop a new episode every Monday, so make sure you're following us so you're up to date with the latest things we hate. And don't forget to download our episodes so we can beat the rest of our classmates and win a potty. We'll see you next week.
Stay hatin'.